episode 990, Get Stuck in Happiness.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. How did your Monday go? It is now Tuesday. That means it's Inspiration Motivation Day. And I've got a few hugs for you. We're going to get stuck in happiness. Come on, put your smile on. It's going to be a great day. Rise and shine. This is the day that the Lord hath made. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I am so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. What you think about, you bring about. So get stuck in happiness. Get stuck in uplifting thoughts that brighten your day. Even though you may be facing gray skies, the sun will come out. I feel like we should start singing, "The Sun Will Come Out." You know that song? Well, I'm not going to sing it because then I'll have to pay royalties. Well, one of my good friends who calls Puerto Rico home, they lost their home to Hurricane Maria. In fact, the whole island has been devastated. And she commented that it's going to take some time to rebuild. But after the rain, the sun comes out again. Get stuck in happiness. Oh, so true that when it rains, the sun comes out again. There's something on the other side. It's easier for us, I know, to wallow in self-pity when things don't go our way. We do it, sometimes quite happily. We throw a tantrum, except where the pieces have fallen, and we fall with them. It's easier. Then we're quick to ramble. It was never meant to be. This always happens. Stop the negative celebration. We do it all too many times throughout our day. Stop giving in to failure as if it's your only option. It's not. But when you see it and you're like, oh, yeah, I can, oh, well, you know, this is what it is. I just got to accept it. That's it. I'm done. And you throw in the towel. You quit. You run away. You hide. You do everything that really ultimately you don't want to do, but you do it. So get stuck in happiness. Get stuck where, you know, yeah, maybe the sun doesn't shine all the time, but there's happiness there still. You know, people ask me, how do you smile all the time? How do you get stuck in happiness? Well, in my lifetime, I've had extreme experiences. And I'm not old by any means. I wouldn't even call myself middle-aged yet. I haven't hit that peak yet. I got a little ways to go before I get to where I think I will be middle-aged. I still consider myself young. Yeah, I'm stuck in 27. I'm not 27, but I feel like that's where my mind is. That's where my heart is. You know, I've had these extreme experiences, life and death situations, medical challenges, miracles, wars, financial struggles, health frustrations, weight loss frustrations too, lots of that, marriage turmoil. All of this I've had. And some of it you would sit there and just shake your head going, I had no idea that that ever would have happened to you. I've had situations with my children that I cannot even imagine anything happening to them the way it did. But somehow, I keep smiling. And all of this, people who knew me could not understand how I would get stuck in happiness. Because if they didn't know better, they would never know I was going through the craziness at the time. My happiness is rooted in my eternal relationship with Jesus Christ. My happiness has nothing to do with the tangible things of this earth. Yes, I love a new pair of shoes, maybe even a new pair of jeans once in a while. I don't buy jeans, though, that often. Honestly, I really don't. I may probably splurge on the yoga pants a little bit more because they're more fun to wear and a little more comfortable, but not the jeans. But the new shoes, oh, yeah. New handbag, I'm in. Yes, I love seeing my child win at their sports event. Yes, I love a good TV show. Yes, I love to live in a really nice house. I want to drive a nice car. Now, my car isn't that nice. It's a little old, but we've paid it off. And Black Beauty, she runs like a dream. And I thank her every single day, and I thank God thank you so much that I have this vehicle to be able to carry around my family and do what I need to do. I love all of that, but my happiness isn't in that. I can remember when I went to the dealership and I took Black Beauty in. Okay, that's the name of my car. She's all black, so I call her Black Beauty. It's more fun like that, and she's full of horsepower, if you know what I mean. I know, I'll save my day job. We won't go into comedian world there. But anyway, back to Black Beauty. So I take her to the dealership, and she's just there for an oil change, and out they come. And you wonder, like, oh, and she was getting kind of old. She hadn't even hit quite 100,000 miles. She was more like 79, 80,000 miles. And he comes out and says, well, I've got good news and bad news. And I was like, okay. He said, everything seems to be running right. I said, all right, that's great to hear. He goes, yeah, but the bad news is you need all four new tires. I was like, what? Yeah, four new tires on a big, huge SUV. And the type that I have is very pricey. And I was just like, that wasn't in the budget this month. And talk about not being happy. Well, I couldn't be upset, really. I mean, it wasn't the guy's fault, so I couldn't yell at him. It wasn't Black Beauty's fault because I'd driven her almost 80,000 miles or so. And we've had her since she was born. Yes, we probably bought her and she had like 31 miles on her. So I know where Black Beauty has been her entire life. And I'm like, how could she need new tires? And I asked him, I said, how long are tires supposed to last? And he said, oh, actually, you've made them last a lot longer than what they normally do. You might get a good 70,000 miles. And we were already pushing 80. And I was like, really? He goes, yeah. You know, sometimes we get the bad news, things that don't fit in our budget. And we want to wallow in self-pity because this isn't what we thought it should look like. But there's so much more than just that stuff in our lives. My happiness is not wrapped around the tires on my vehicle. It's wrapped around Jesus Christ. So today, I want to encourage you to uplift yourself, and I want you to uplift those that you touch. I want you to throw around your smile like confetti. Think about it. If you were to walk around and you would just smile, it's hard to be mad when you're smiling. I mean, think of how confetti falls. You toss it up, and it's all so colorful and beautiful. You know, if you ever watch those shows where maybe it's Dancing with the Stars or The Voice is now starting again or whatever it is, and it's at the end, it's the big finale and boom, you know, the Super Bowl and all the confetti goes flying everywhere. If you throw around your smile like confetti, I guarantee you are going to be stuck in happiness because you can't help but be happy. And that doesn't mean, I mean, a lot of people say, okay, well, if I'm smiling all the time, does that mean that I really don't care about the situation? No. My father's death was very hard. It was very unexpected. And I was sad. I was heartbroken. I was somewhat, at one point, yes, I was even mad at God. But we quickly resolved that. Because obviously God had better plans for my dad than what I saw. And so, yeah, I miss him terribly. And I missed him, you know, because my husband had to tell me. I sat down in the chair as he's talking to the ER doc on the phone in another state. And the ER doc is the one telling my husband that it's my dad who passed away. And I'll never forget when he turns to me and says, honey, I never wanted to do this, but your father has passed away. That wasn't written in our vows. He wasn't supposed to tell me that my daddy was going to be no longer in my life. I didn't agree to that. But he did tell me. And there was something about my dad. I would just smile and beam, and people would sit there and say, but you lost him. Why and how can you smile? Because I know where he is. I know where my faith is, and I choose to place myself where I want to be, and I choose to get stuck in happiness. All too often, we're letting the media, we're letting our situation, we're letting our closet, we're letting our children, we're letting our car tell us whether or not we should be happy because of the circumstances that we are in. You know, this tangible stuff that we have here, it doesn't dictate whether or not you should be happy. So get stuck in happiness. Throw around your smile like confetti today. Think about it. Every single time, go, oh, I'm going to smile. I'm going to throw around my smile like confetti. It'll be a totally different atmosphere for your day. See what happens. And then guess what? Write me. Share it on social media. I want to hear from you. I want to know how it feels. Because I promise you, when you throw your smile around like confetti, you can't help but get stuck in happiness. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.